From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with several reports about the conflict in Georgia. Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, has ordered his troops to halt military action there, but there are strings attached. Russia is demanding that Georgia agree in writing not to try again to retake separatist areas that Moscow supports. The French have taken the lead on this diplomatic effort to end the fighting, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russian officials say they weren't in this to topple Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, but they don't hide the fact that they don't like him. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev today called Saakashvili a lunatic who started this conflict by invading the separatist region of South Ossetia. The Russian president spoke through an interpreter.
Those crazy people are very particular, because when they smell blood, it is impossible to stop them. Therefore, you need to make a surgery to stop this problem.
Medvedev said Russia's military has now accomplished what it set out to do and has agreed to a ceasefire, which French President Nicolas Sarkozy then took to Georgia. Speaking through an interpreter, Sarkozy says the agreement does not resolve the status of South Ossetia or another breakaway region, Abkhazia, but rather it's aimed at improving the situation on the ground for civilians caught up in this conflict.
We are in an emergency situation. Our objective was not to settle all of the problems.
In Brussels, NATO ambassadors met to deal with the conflict today as well, and the Secretary General, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, said the mood around the table was in support of Georgia, an ex-Soviet republic still trying to join the alliance.
Allies reiterated in very strong terms the full respect necessary for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia. And that is more than a phrase in a period of time where that territorial integrity is not respected by Russia.
The U.S. ambassador to NATO said several members argued it will no longer be business as usual with Russia. But the Bush administration, a strong supporter of Georgia's embattled president, doesn't seem to have come up with any concrete way to punish Russia for what officials here call an act of pure aggression. They're looking at some mainly symbolic moves, putting off joint military exercises with Russia, for instance. When she addressed reporters briefly at the White House today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice didn't mention any of that. She said only calm needs to be restored.
I want to make very clear that the United States stands for the territorial integrity of Georgia, for the sovereignty of Georgia, that we support its democratically elected government and its people. We are reviewing our options for humanitarian and reconstruction assistance to Georgia. But the most important thing right now is that these military operations need to stop.
Her spokesman, Robert Woods, said that Russia's actions have affected U.S.-Russian relations, but he reminded reporters that there are plenty of other issues that the U.S. and Russia have to work on together, from Iran to missile defense. All that is likely to get even more complicated now. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.